that from time to time we hear on the radio or we hear sung in this congregation, and I have to feel the sentiment of that song, that we truly do serve a risen Savior who is truly alive. And that is my testimony to each one of you, that during this time of year, I consider the season that we have, and we have a holiday here in the United States called Thanksgiving, wherein we get together with our family, sometimes our friends, and we enjoy the company one with another. We eat a lot of food, a lot of dessert, and we eat some more food and more dessert. And the reason for that holiday, I think, sometimes gets lost. And to me, I feel strongly about this because I spent a few Thanksgivings away from my family. And one Thanksgiving pretty much by myself, working on a dusty Ford operations base in Afghanistan. And when I spend the opportunity or have the opportunity to spend time with my family here in Thanksgiving season, I am reminded of many reasons to be thankful. Primarily that I serve a living Savior who has conquered sin and death. Our brother Plasto asked me to assist him this evening, and I find that a great honor to do so because he has been an influential man in my life for many years. I was taught from a child in this congregation by our brothers who had visited Mexico for many years, Don and Hube and Jim, Jay, and heard about the stories of the work and how it went forth with God's ancient covenant people, and how the story of the last Mayan king and the mighty miracles that have been wrought through the years. And then when I was a little bit older, I think I was probably 11 years old or so, my family took me to the 50th anniversary of the work in Mexico, and I got to see with my own eyes the people whom I had been taught and who I had prayed for. And the work in Mexico is not ever too far from my mind. Our brothers, as they travel, as they pastor, as they spread the gospel, is not too far from my mind. And so tonight I have the pleasure to introduce our brother. I would encourage you to take the opportunity that you have, the last hour of this reunion, to consider seriously the message that the Lord has to bring to each of you this evening, and to open your hearts and your minds and to let the Lord's Spirit plant the seeds which our brother will speak to you. And so with that, I introduce to you our brother, Plasto.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's an honor for me to be in front of you. For me, it's a pleasure to be in the house of the Lord. I enjoy the opportunity because it helps me in my personal life. God has been good in my life with my generation. I belong to a blessed generation. And God has given me many, many blessings. So I want to share that with you tonight. I will ask you a favor. Can you disconnect your life from the world? Can we connect with God? I ask you to turn off your phones so we can be disconnected from the world and we can be connected with God. And I usually do that because I want to concentrate in God, in Him. So I will ask you a favor. Okay, brothers and sisters, last year when I was here, I enjoyed the reunion, enjoyed everything, and I went home. When I was there, God gave me something very important. But after some weeks, I was praying for this in my personal life. I've been praying for the church here, and I've been praying for the whole church in the United States. And one morning, I went walking. I usually walk for my health, and I was praying. I was asking to the Lord to show me what I need to do in my life, what I need to say when I preach. And I was also praying about what happened. I was thinking about that. And God gave me a word. And when he gave me that word, I say, this is the answer. I need to talk with the brothers when I go back. I waited for a year. And I was waiting for the invitation, July, August, September, no invitation. October, November, there's the invitation to preach. Yes. Say, thank you, Lord, because you gave me the word and you gave me the opportunity. Yes, that's the way that God works. You need to ask, you need to seek, and you need to be ready to receive it. So, God gave me a wonderful word. And I'm always say this, that when God gives me a word, it's not only for you, but it's for me. The first person that needs the sermon, it's me. I need that. So, when I was praying and was thinking about the work and thinking about the things, thinking, am I wrong or what happened exactly? And God gave me this word. Do you want to see it? Yes, thank you very much. Yes. This word, brothers and sisters, when I was walking that beautiful morning, God gave me this word, preparation. So I will talk to you about preparation. How important in our lives is to prepare. We prepare for many things every day in our lives. We are constantly preparing at home, at school, or work. Now, we need to prepare for the most important thing. We need to prepare for our salvation. Because in all our lives, the most important thing that we need is salvation, correct? Yes, thank you. Yes, salvation. That's what we need. Sometimes in our lives we focus too much in material things. That doesn't mean that we don't need it. We need it for this material life. Sometimes we focus on people. It happens to me in my life. Sometimes I focus too much on what they say. People in Mexico, they are usually spend a lot of time on the news, on their phones, what the people are saying on Twitter or any other means of communication. But what matters for us, like Christians, like people that belong to the Church of Christ, is preparation, to be prepared. Yes, we need to be prepared. Many times in my life, I'm not prepared. Sometimes, I don't know if that's your case, but in my life, sometimes I waste my time. Yes, I waste my time with things that I say this is my hobby, but in reality, I'm wasting my time. But we are called to prepare. We came here for the reunion. It's not like just a custom, but it's something that we need to prepare for salvation. We need to prepare. It's the time for us to prepare. Definition. Definition of the word preparation. To make ready beforehand for some purpose. If we have a purpose, we can prepare. Correct? Yes? If we have a purpose. What is our main purpose? Salvation. Correct. Help me so we can finish fast. Okay. I usually tell the brothers in Mexico, and they help me very much. Okay. We need to prepare because we have what? A purpose. Yes. Sometimes we miss that purpose. The purpose is salvation. In my life, sometimes, in many parts in my life, I lost my target, that is salvation. Use or activity to put in a proper state of mind. We need to prepare, but the preparation begins in our mind. We need to prepare. We need to prepare to receive the blessings. In the scriptures, it tells us, Jesus said that we need to ask. There is the first part when we are asking. We are asking. And after that, we're seeking. We need to seek. And after that, we are ready to receive it. Yes, I was asking for an invitation to come here. Yes, I was seeking it. And when I go home, I'm ready to receive all the blessings. I'm ready to remember all the sermons that I have heard, all the testimonies of your testimonies, because the brothers there are waiting for me to tell them about your reunion here. So they usually pray for you. I will tell you how do they pray. They say, bless the brothers in the United States. They are our example. So they are waiting that you are the example. I hope I am the example. I hope that each one of you, they are the good example to others. Let's read 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. It says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We need to prepare and not be ashamed, dividing the word of truth. Because we have the word of truth. Who is the truth? Jesus Christ. He is the truth. Yes, he's the truth. So we need to concentrate. We need to ask him. Maybe you are in the process of asking. It doesn't matter if it takes time. I remember many years ago, many, many years ago, when I was young, I just tried to say, I want to go to the States to see the brothers. I need to see their examples. I went to the embassy, and I tried to get my visa, and they didn't give it to me. And I said, you know, I won't go there. I will go to another place. But after I got married, I wasn't planning to come here, and there comes the opportunity. Yes. And brothers and sisters, God, time is not our time. When we ask something, we would like the things that happen fast, like your fast food restaurant. Yes, we want all the things rapidly. But God has his purpose. God has his time. Yes, be patient, wait, wait for all the blessings you need. Let's continue. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought into you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober, prepare. We need that preparation in our lives. As I told you, sometimes we are wasting our time. Yes. Now, in this part of my life, I try to do the things that I need to do, what I need. Because God helps us through His Son, Jesus Christ. John chapter 1, 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as the Holy Begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Brothers and sisters, who has the truth? Who has the grace? Christ. Christ and His church. Do not lose your focus. We need to prepare. To prepare for for our salvation. Yes, He is full of grace. For His grace and mercy, I'm here. If not, I won't be here. I'm thankful to Him because He gave an opportunity to this natural man. But for His grace and mercy, I'm testify the mercy of God, because He chose me, a person that He doesn't have any talent, but God is working in my life. Christ is full of grace and truth. Let's continue. And this is my favorite scripture. Why? Because my father preached many sermons on this. Because also, I heard in the first prayer meeting, Brother Aaron mentioned this. He spoke beautifully about the time that we need. It says, for behold, this life is the time for men to prepare to meet God. Yeah, behold, the day of this life is the day for men to perform their labors. We have this time to prepare for our salvation. When I was young, I thought that I have a lot of time. I wasted my time, but now I'm doing the things that are necessary to prepare. This life is the time for men to prepare to meet who? God. Yes, it's the time for us to prepare. I encourage the young people, I encourage all of you that we need to prepare. Prepare for to sing a song, to be part of this great work. Yes, prepare your life. Prepare in many aspects, especially nowadays that we are having many distractors, correct? Many things that distract us. The social media, the internet, it distracts us. But we need to prepare for what is good for us. We have this opportunity. The second, this part, Alma 16:2-30. For after this day of life, which is given us to prepare for eternity, behold, if we do not improve our time while in this life, then cometh the night of darkness, wherein there can be no labor performed. There's going to be a time that you cannot do the things that you can do today. So take advantage of this time. I'm very happy to see that today you made the correct decision to come here and listen to the Word of God, but tomorrow you need to continue your preparation. Yes, the joy that we feel now, it doesn't finish when I finish preaching. No, it's going to continue Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday when I go home, Thursday, Friday when I go to Cancun, Mexico. I have an invitation today. I got an invitation to go to Cancun, Mexico for a service. Friday I will be there. But I will take the joy with me. This is very important. Let's continue. Now, the question, the big question, how can we prepare? Yes, maybe you're thinking, brother, you're telling us to prepare, but how can we prepare? Are you ready? Yes. Okay. First one. Consider the importance of the scriptures in your life. Sometimes we read the scriptures, and many times when we are at church, you know, when the preacher is mentioning something, the wife is said, "Did you hear that?" Or vice versa. We are just giving to people the word of God. But it's important that you consider the scriptures in your life. It says in 2 Timothy chapter 3:15. See in your Bibles, 2 Timothy chapter 3:15. It says, "And that from a child thou hast known that the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise into salvation through faith, which is Christ Jesus Christ." The scriptures can make us wise. It's not that we want. Maybe that's why we go to school. But when we take the importance of the scriptures in our lives, we're wise. Wise for your salvation. Wise to make the correct decisions in your life. Listen to this. How many times in your life you had make a bad decision? Yeah? Don't raise your hands. Yes. We make right the bad decisions. And they say that most of the mistakes in a person's life, they happen when they are young. I don't know, but we make mistakes when we're 20, 30, 40, 50, like me, yes, 60, 70, yes. But the scriptures can make us what? Wise. Yes, thank you. Yes, yes. It can make us wise to make the correct decision in our lives. The scriptures needs to be important in your life. I hope that after this reunion, something you need to change in your life. Something, maybe it's your, I don't know about each one of you, but there are things that we need to change. Maybe the young people, the younger generation, maybe they need to change a little bit their social media. Maybe they need to proclaim more the word of God. People in the world, they are publishing themselves, correct? They are publishing themselves. They always like to tell people what they eat, what they buy, where they go. Yes. Not the people here, people outside. Yes. But we are called to announce the good news. Yes. Who's going to teach the people outside? We, as the Church of Christ, we need to teach them. Who's going to explain them the scriptures? Yes, we as the Church of Christ, we need to share our testimonies and the scriptures to the people. I have seen this in my life. 2 weeks ago, we had service. One of the brother didn't come to service, and after service, I said, "This is my free afternoon." I went walking to the beach. I live close to the beach, just 10 minutes drive. I went there to walk. Yes, enjoy the beach. I like the beach. Is there a beach close to here? No. When I was there, a voice came to my mind. You need to visit this brother. But I didn't pay attention. I continued doing what I'm doing. But when I arrived home, 6 o'clock, the voice came again. So I said, I need to go. So I went. When I arrived in his house, the brother told me, I'm sick. I was praying for an administration. I'm glad you came. So who's going to do that? Me. Who's going to preach to them? Me. We have that big responsibility. But we have a spiritual battle every day, correct? We have that spiritual battle. All of us want to do the right things, correct? Yes, yes, we want to do the right thing. But there is a battle in our minds, like me. I'm walking, I'm enjoying the beach. But there are other things that I need to do. We have a spiritual battle. We need to prepare our lives with the scriptures. Let's continue. Second, the importance of prayer. All of us know that. But I want you to go to third book of Nephi, chapter 8. Chapter 8, verse 52. It says, pray in your families into the Father, always in my name, that your wives and your children may be blessed. How God is going to bless your family when we pray? How many times we pray for many, many things, but we don't pray for the family? It happened to me many years. I ask to the Lord many things, but I don't pray very much for my family. The importance of prayer. We need to pray for our families. We need to pray specific for us. For us, for me. Sometimes it's easy for me to pray for others, but I need to pray. For me, it says, pray for your families unto the Father. Yes, we need to pray. The brothers, they need to pray. I need to pray to be a good minister. Yes, to be a good father. And there is the challenge, to be a good husband. Yes, yes, maybe the sisters here are praying for that. Yes, but don't you think, sisters, that the brothers need to pray so that they can be a good husband? Yes, but only this part. This part are almost perfect. Yes, yes. Yes, because we can be a good engineer, a good lawyer, a good doctor, a good nurse, anything. But to be a good husband, only God can do it in my life. Yes, the importance of prayer for the family, for us to be a good husband, for the sisters to be a good wife, for our children. My father had that desire all of his life. He was praying for his children. We were 8 in the family. So he prayed a lot. Yes. He was praying for all our generation. We are a blessed generation. God has given us many dreams, many revelations and things. It's not because we are better than other people. It's not because God fulfilled his promise. God gave Joseph the gift of dreams. And Joseph, Manasseh, Lehi, Nephi, and Placido and his family. Yes? Yes? Correct? Is that correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Yes. So it's a blessing. You want to hear a dream I had more than 10 years ago? Are you ready? Yes? Okay. I had a dream. At that time, I wasn't involved in many aspects of the church. But I had a dream. I saw the church here in the States. I saw not this local, but all the church, like when we go to the to Missouri for the conference. I saw the church that it's going to a direction. All of them are going to one direction. They're walking. They're going forward to one direction. They're happy. They're talking. In my dream, I saw one of you. But I saw two people that are going to the opposite direction. Yes. Years passed, and now we can see that is what happened. Yes, God is good. Because there is nothing that God is not going to reveal to his prophets. Yes, that's why we need to focus on the church. That's why we need to disconnect from the world and connect with God. The importance of prayer. We need to continue praying, not just for the family, but for the ministry. How many of you pray for the ministry? I don't see hands. We need your prayers. Yes, yes, you need to pray so I can be prepared. Yes, if the pastor asks me for another sermon, I prepare another sermon. Yes, it's important that we can pray. And for the ministry, for the church, there is a brother in Mexico that he prays for, he said, I pray for my general church. And this is very important. Now, what to pray for? Let's continue. What things do you pray in your spiritual battle? Number one, what is?
Perseverance.
Yes, we need to endure to the end. Sometimes we baptize, but the important thing is that you can endure to the end. 2 weeks ago, I went to Cancun, Mexico for the sacrament service. I saw a brother that I haven't seen him for 5 months. And I saw him. He went to the church. He attended to the sacrament service. And I shook his hand, and he told me, brother, I'm here. I'm not going to quit. Wonderful, correct? Yes, he said, I'm not going to quit. He's 80 years old and he's attending the church. When I was young, he was a member. Isn't that wonderful? Perseverance. We need to pray to endure to the end. Yes, we need to pray for that. That all of us can finish the race. Number two, what? Wisdom, yes. That's why we need the scripture, to make the correct decisions. Do not waste your great opportunities in life. Many times we waste the great opportunities. It's not that we do not have the opportunities. We have the opportunities. The problem is that we waste our great opportunities. Make the correct decision. Today, you made the correct decision to come here and listen to the last sermon. Yes, wisdom in everything you do. Maybe in your social media, maybe you need to add some contacts, maybe you need to delete some contacts. Are they helping you to walk through to the salvation? Or are they giving you obstacles? Wisdom is very important. Number three, pray for others. That is very important. We need your prayers. One time, I was in a difficult situation in my life, and I was worried about things, you know. I was not prepared. And that weekend, on Sunday, I needed to go to the baptism service. And the brother there asked me, can you say the comments for the baptism? And you're going to do the baptism. And I said, I'm not prepared. How can I say to him that I'm not prepared? But I was praying. Just 5 minutes before the service for the baptism, an old sister there, she called me and she said, I want to talk to you. I went with her. And she said, I was praying for you this morning. And he said, you can do it. Thank you. Thank you. That's what I need. Yes. It's very important to pray for others. Do not stop praying for other people. Even if you see that... sometimes we say, this is difficult, this is impossible. Yes, we have the impossibles in our lives. We have only that. But God has the possibles. Yes, for many years, my father was praying for something, for someone. He passed away. But... just a few years ago, I saw that his prayers were not in vain. He was praying for a brother that quit coming to church, and he quit coming to church for 15 years. But my father continued praying for him until his death. What happened? 3 years ago, the brother showed up. He said, I want to continue in the church. It's not a blessing. Yes, pray for others. And we have many, many testimonies. And because from that experience, our pastor there, Brother Santiago, that is sick now. At that time, I think 2 years before that, he had a dream. You want to hear that? Yes. Okay, it's almost 12. No. He had a dream. He saw that, he told me that he was working, he was cleaning a place, and he saw this brother that is helping him to clean the place. Say, I don't know why did I have this dream? Because this brother, he quit coming to church many, many years ago. I told him maybe someday he's going to come. After 2 years, he came to church. Is it not a blessing? Pray for others. We need to pray for others. We're almost finishing. Don't worry. We're almost finishing. Number four, the more important, pray for victory. God is going to give us the victory. Even when you see impossibles in your life, God has the what? The possibles. Yes, the possibles. Yes, pray for victory. When we are I call it in one level, asking to the Lord, seeking, and we need to prepare to receive the victory. Yes, in every situation in your life, we need to pray for victory. He will give you the victory. Your greatest joy will come from greatest victories. Yes. When you have problems, when we have problems in our lives, it's difficult to have the joy. But the greatest joy will come from greatest victories. We are called to be victorious, not victims. Sometimes we feel like we are victims, but we are called to be victorious through Christ. Yes, the blessings are going to come in your life. Maybe God is not blessing you right now because you are not prepared to receive it. Maybe if God gives you something quick, you're going to forget it quick. But give time to God, and He will give you victory. Do you like this word? Yes, I do too. Your brothers in Mexico, they like the phrase, Dios les bendiga, which means God bless you, which means the sermon is over. Yes. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 57, can you help me to read it? But thanks to God, which given us the victory. Who's going to give us the victory? Jesus Christ and His church. Yes. Do not lose your focus on that kingdom that Prophet Daniel talked about. The kingdom won't be destroyed. Yes. And it will stand forever. I want to be in that kingdom. Yes. Do not lose that. Many things in these last days are going to happen, but the kingdom of God will remain forever. And there is going to be protection there. And we have a big responsibility. Do you know what I'm thinking? In Mexico, in Yucatan, Mexico, where I live, in that part, there are many people that are coming. Every day there are many people that are going there to live. They buy a house and they live there. They say, we like this place. It's quiet. It's, yes, because it's the promised land. I need to explain to them. Yes, yes. When I go shopping in Walmart, I can see people there and say, I talk to them and say, are you visiting us here? Say, no, I live here. Really? Yes. Do you like this weather? Yes, we like the weather. And they are telling me where do they come from. 2 weeks ago, I talked with a family, and they told me the same thing. They say, I say, where are you from? I say, Switzerland. Yes, he said, I speak French, and things like that. And he said, I live here. I have a house here. Is it not an opportunity? One of our ministry there say, we need to talk with those people. Yes, we need to explain them the salvation. Yes. Yeah, that's true. There are many, many people. I don't need to go to Switzerland to talk to them. They're coming. Yes. And listen to this. Are you ready? Are you still here? You don't need to go to South America to preach, correct? You don't need to go to South America to preach. They are coming. Yes. Yeah. We need to be prepared to preach to them, correct? Yes. Thanks to be to God, which given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. May the Holy One of Israel bless you and your families. I will be praying for you. Thank you for coming, and God bless each one of you.
Well, thank you very much, brother. I greatly enjoy hearing you speak. And thank each one of you for attending and making the reunion as